He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy.
She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm continuing a series on the subject of healing. We've been on this now for 3.5 weeks, or we're into our third week. And we've shared some wonderful, wonderful things. And I tell you, I believe that God is setting people free in this area of healing. You know, if you're a person who needs healing in your body, I encourage you to get these materials we've been offering, also to continue to listen, because the things that I'm sharing with you are not theory. There are things that are working in my life. I don't claim that I've got it all figured out. I am not perfect, but you know what? I have seen a miraculous turnaround in my health. It has now been 38 years since I've had sickness beat me in any area. I mean, I've overcome things. I've got medical reports proving that I was healed of incurable diseases. And I'm not saying any of these things to brag on myself, but just to say that the truths that God has shared with me about healing are working. And I have overcome things. I was out running one time and I broke my ankle 8 miles from home, heard my ankle snap and fell down this hill and rolled to the bottom. And I got up and took off running, praying in tongues, believing God for healing. And it took me a while, but by the time I got back to the house, I was okay. And I've seen miraculous things happen, not only with myself, but with other people. And so anyway, this is what we've been teaching on, is that it is God's will for you to be well. Assuming that you have agreed with me up to this point and you've accepted that healing is a part of Christ's atonement, and assuming that you believe God wants you to be well, then you need to have some questions answered. And one of these questions that gets asked me all of the time is, well, then why isn't every person healed? If it's God's will for every person to be well, then how come not every person is well? Well, let me answer that question by asking another question. And that is that if it's God's will for every person to be saved, why isn't every person saved? Well, obviously, it's because we have a part to play in this. God's will does not automatically come to pass. There are things, and really there's multiple things. There's a lot of things involved in healing. It's a fairly complicated thing. And it's too simplistic just to think that if it's God's will for you to be well, then boom, you're going to instantly be well. It doesn't work that way. And so I'm going to start a series today. Actually, I'm continuing my series on healing, but I'm starting a teaching on why isn't everyone healed. And you know, to start this teaching, what I'd like to do today is to play another DVD of a miraculous healing that took place in a friend of mine named Shirley Vaughn. She lives in Phoenix, Arizona. I've known her and her husband, Glenn, now for a few years, and she's had a chronic eating disorder for about 40 years, I think it was. And I mean, it was getting progressively worse. And just a year or two ago, she came to one of our summer meetings, and I mean, she was physically dying. It was gone beyond the place that she was just in pain and struggling, but she had gotten to where she couldn't eat, and she was close to death. And I had prayed with Shirley before. Matter of fact, I prayed with Shirley during this meeting that she came to, and she instantly felt better, and she started improving, but then those symptoms came back on her. And her testimony about how she received her healing, I believe, is a great way to start this portion of the teaching on why isn't every person healed. I think that as she shares with you about how she got healed, that this is going to be an inspiration to you and it'll help some of you. So I encourage you to watch this. I believe it'll be a big faith builder, and I'll come on at the end of the program today and share some more with you, and also share with you about how you can get this exact DVD that you'll be watching, and it will include four other testimonies of miraculous healings too. So watch this DVD, and then I'll be back at the end of today's program.
The 2006 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs was a blessing to thousands of friends and partners. But it was truly a lifesaver for Glenn and Shirley Vaughn, who traveled from Phoenix, Arizona, desperate to receive a miracle. This is the unique story of Glenn and Shirley Vaughn's healing journey.
You see, I had had a lifetime of learning to deal with pain to where the pain had controlled my life. And that was a big mistake.
That was a stunning thing for someone to say that they, you know, they had become so accustomed to living with pain that they thought that was life.
They did test and after test, and they would say, well, it's probably some sort of irritable bowel syndrome. And they said they didn't think it would kill me, but then they said, well, you just have to live with it. We don't have any answers.
She would go to doctors and do everything that was traditional or conventional things to do. And most of what they tried to do for her actually seemed to make things worse.
Because my insides were just like on fire. Didn't matter how much I ate or what I ate, just kept losing weight.
Well, I was very concerned. I mean, the one thing is that my mom means a lot to my dad, and both of them mean a lot to me.
I was down to 90 pounds, and I was just only able to eat vegetables, and they just weren't enough. I had very little strength. I could mostly just lay down by then, you know, but I would try to act like I was okay. You know, I wouldn't let people know I wasn't okay. I would just keep going.
I saw with her, just that I could start seeing the bones coming out through her face, and just, you know, the coming out through the arms and everything, and just started looking more and more. It didn't look good, and I knew that she definitely needed to get over to Andrew Womack's ministry, because I felt that they would definitely, you know, being among friends in Colorado Springs and everything, that would definitely help her out.
The time came for to leave for the conference, and I was in really bad shape by then, and we didn't know if I could make it. But our son was real insistent, you know, he had to go, and So we decided I could lay down in the back of the car.
We headed out, and there weren't a lot of foods that she was really even trying to eat. And we did stop at normal meal times, but she would find so little to eat at the restaurants and all along the way that every once in a while, like say a couple hours between meals, things like that, we'd find a Walmart and go in and buy a can or so of green beans, and then go out the parking lot, open the can, pour the water off, and then she would eat the green beans in order, because she just wasn't getting enough calories.
We got to Colorado Springs, and it was, the trip was pretty hard on me. But I was able to go to the hotel, you know, and rest. And I was in a lot of pain that night, a lot of pain.
When we went to the evening service, right after we came in to the main auditorium, we ran into Jim Ertle. It was obvious on his face that he was taken aback by her appearance.
Glenn had really taken me aside and said that the situation with Shirley was really pretty serious, and he was obviously at least somewhat worried about that. And Shirley immediately wanted to have Andrew pray for them.
Saw Andrew you know, and he knew I was in bad shape because, you know, he had known us too, and he said how I'd lost a lot of weight.
And he ministered to her for maybe a half an hour or so before he prayed. And again, you know, very insightful, very helpful, and, you know, telling her that it wasn't going to be easy, and fundamentally. And which is one of the things, obviously, you appreciate about Andrew, is that he tells you straight and doesn't either sugarcoat it or avoid, you know, dealing with issues.
One of the things that he said to her was that this is going to be a war for you. Forget what the doctors are telling you. Forget what people are telling you. You're in a battle here for your life. And you're going to have to throw everything out the window, focus on that, and just defeat the enemy in your heart. So he began that process within her right then. It was more than an instantaneous, miraculous healing. It was going to take more than that. She was going to have to really go to war.
And so he recommended, you know, watching the Nikki Oshinsky video. And then he prayed for me. And once again, I felt healed. I felt great. Yeah, and we went out and joined the conference, you know, the morning session of the conference. And we were sitting there, and I mean, I got so hungry. I just had to go get something to eat.
She was determined, and so she decided to go to the barbecue dinner that we had for all the families, and she ate all she wanted, barbecue and all the things that go with it.
And I really enjoyed that, you know, because I'd eaten things I hadn't eaten in years.
You know, things were looking good. And then the next morning, you know, she crashed.
She had the worst day ever in terms of pain and all the conditions that come along with what she had. And so she was suffering, to say the least, and was unable to come to the following meetings.
I would go over at each service and pick up the DVDs from the previous service so she could watch them on her player.
While they were there, they talked to Jim Ertle and they told him I was in bad shape. And he said, would it be all right if we have Cecil Paxton come and pray for me? And so that was really a welcome suggestion. You know, that was great because we had some familiarity with Cecil Paxton, and we knew he had been associated with Andrew, you know, that he had been in charge of their prayer ministry. And so it was arranged that the next day Cecil would come and pray for me.
Lisa and I, we went over, we ministered and prayed for her, but, you know, one of the things I discovered was that she had been prayed for already by four other ministers. Now, two of them were pretty effective at what they're doing. They got results. There was physical change that had come. She got better. Then she turned around and got worse. And, you know, it's a ministry. Any time a person receives manifestation of healing from God, then turns around and lets go of that healing, that is always a condition of the heart.
I had just had the illness so long, you know, that it had just become a part of me. I didn't even know how to live differently. I didn't know how to live apart from that.
From my view, she understood healing. She knew the Word of God. She was confessing all of the right things. But I think over this week at the Summer Family Bible Conference, she really discovered that in her heart, she still saw herself ill. She still saw herself sick.
Anytime a person has been dealing with a physical issue over a very long period of time, and for Shirley, sounds like she's been dealing with this for 40 years. You know what? That has communicated many things to her heart over the years. And not only that, that physical problem has become very real. It becomes reality because you have to deal with it every single day, all the different physical aspects of the challenge. And you see, that's what creates unbelief in the heart.
I really recognized all the things I had been doing wrong, you know, trying to always fix myself out of the arm of the flesh and letting the illness speak louder than the Word of God.
And that's what you're dealing with at the level of the heart. God's Word, you may accept it as truth. By His stripes, you were healed. You may accept that as a doctrinal truth, but it may not be real to your heart, because that physical problem is more real to your heart because you have to deal with it every day.
He and Lisa came, and they both laid hands on me and prayed for me. And they had me say that this was the first day of the rest of my life. And he said that everything from the past would have nothing to do with me now. You know, and I knew it was like the new creation, that when God healed me, I was recreated again, and so I didn't have to hang on to anything from the past.
And so when she was here, God really began to reveal to her through Andrew and the way that he prayed for her, through Cecil Paxton, who had prayed for her. She really began to see that this was a heart change that had to take place. And that was the beginning of what has become a miraculous healing for Shirley.
The day we were to start home, I woke up and pain was everywhere on my body.
She never stopped listening to materials. Even when she went to bed at night, she would have something playing, you know, that would eventually complete. But she never stopped listening, never stopped trying to get more word in.
The further away we got from Colorado Springs, the more we kept going down the hills, the closer we kept getting to Phoenix. And I could tell that the harder it was for her to fight it. But she kept believing, kept praying.
She just refused to give in. She understood the heart issue that was taking place.
I wasn't going to let that devil talk to me. I wasn't going to let him steal it this time.
And she was determined to see herself as a healed person now, not as somebody who was sick trying to compensate in that particular situation, waiting on healing. She had seen herself healed now, and she's winning that battle on the way home. It was a big war.
After that, I went out, and I had quiche, and I had pizza, and everything. You know, and I was all right.
And over time since then, Cheryl's obviously had to deal with various issues, but her strength has returned, her physical strength, her ability to immediately address, take authority, and the confidence that she's gained in all of that, you know, has continued to just grow and get stronger.
You know, I called Glenn several times after the conference, and he was really happy, to say the least. I mean, he was getting his wife back, if you can imagine, watching his wife deteriorate over the years. And he was getting his wife back. He said, Shirley's doing wonderfully. She's spending a lot of time in the kitchen, and she's eating all the things she was unable to eat before. And she's putting on weight.
The first week back, I gained 10 pounds. And then the second week, another 10 pounds. And now I've gained a total of 30 pounds. So I'm at 120 instead of 90.
The most phenomenal part is the strength gain.
We wanted to put new rock on our front yard. So we got 24 tons of rock, and my husband and son used a wheelbarrow to wheelbarrow it from the street to the yard, and then I spread all the rock, 24 tons of rock.
And she, you know, between the two of us, we did it all. And, you know, even obviously last year, there would have been no question of even her standing long enough to, at one time to do that. But, you know, she did it and ran me into the ground.
I'm able to do all kinds of things. I'm able to do yard work. I'm able to go to restaurants that I couldn't go to before and just live a normal life.
It's just, it's nice to get up in the morning and not be worried about it anymore.
I don't think there's any way that one can put a value on what it means to be able to turn to God and say, "You saved my life."
We hope that you've been encouraged by the story of Shirley Vaughn's healing journey. We pray that your heart has been opened to receive the truth that God loves you and God wants you well. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God. I hope that that DVD really encouraged you. You know, the scripture says that God is no respecter of persons. If He'll do this for Glenn and Shirley, then He'd do it for you. And the truth is, as you saw on this DVD, God had already healed Shirley. There's a number of times that she prayed and she would improve. But when the symptoms would come back, when she would eat something and she began to start having pain, it isn't that she wasn't healed. It was that she was losing this battle in her thinking. And that's what Cecil Paxton shared with her. You know, there was a little portion in there. I don't know if you caught this, but Cecil said that any time a person prays for healing and sees the symptoms leave and they see results, but then they relapse or these things come back, that it's always a heart issue. It's not just a physical healing. Healing is really relatively easy to receive, but the problem is when you've had something a long time like what Shirley did, that sickness gets not just in your physical body, but it gets in your mind. You see yourself sick. You think sick. You live under a cloud and under a fear that this pain is going to come back. And the physical healing is relatively easy to receive, but to renew your mind is where the battle is. And this is how Shirley received the manifestation of her healing, was when Cecil Paxton sat down with her and took the time to explain that it wasn't just physical, that she had already experienced physical healing, and that's why she would get better and go through periods where things were working, but that the real sickness was in the way that she was thinking. And the turnaround came when Shirley grabbed hold of the fact that she was healed. She knew it. And when she would eat and begin to experience pain, she would start fighting those emotions and the fear that was coming in her. And that's where Shirley gained her victory. You know, I don't always have time to sit down and talk to people and explain things that way. But boy, this is a powerful truth that was displayed in this DVD today. And I know that it applies to many of you. There are many of you who prayed for healing and you've seen improvements and you've seen things work better. But then you'll have a bad day, something will happen, and it's in your mind that you faint. Matter of fact, the scripture says this over in Hebrews chapter 12. It says we are supposed to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Consider Him who endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. It's in your mind where you win or lose this battle. You not only have to believe that it's God's will for you to be well and accept that intellectually and experience maybe as some benefit of it in your body, but then you have to convince your heart. You have to stand against any form of unbelief in all of these things. And that's what pushed Shirley Vaughn over this threshold where she's now been experiencing the healing power of God for about 18 months, has gained 30-something pounds. You know, when she said that on this interview and I was watching that, I thought to myself, she still looks really skinny. But she is now about, I think she said, 30 or 38 pounds heavier than she was at her worst. I mean, God provided a miraculous healing for her, and He has the same thing for you. I want to encourage you to get these materials that we're offering, this video that we have, or this DVD entitled Healing Journeys, Volume 1, the teaching on healing. And also, as you get these materials, talk to one of our prayer ministers and let them pray for you. God wants you well.
Andrew's teaching titled God Wants You Well has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The 3rd teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 3rd CD free of charge. Request teaching TI3 titled Why Isn't Everyone Healed? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to encourage you to please get these products that we're offering, because I believe that this is going to make a huge difference. I guarantee you, you could be well and see other people get well if you just receive this revelation. We have a teaching on this in CD form, cassette form. We also have it in DVD as recorded here on television, and that would be a tremendous resource. We also have this Healing Journeys. Please listen as our announcer gives you this information.
You can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to join me on July the 30th and the 31st. I'm coming to Victory Life Family Worship Center in Durant, Oklahoma. This will be my very first time to be there with Dwayne Sheriff, and I tell you what, I'm excited about this. And this will be my first time to be a part of his ministry, and he's holding a conference. I'll be speaking on July the 30th and the 31st, Victory Life Family Worship Center in Durant, Oklahoma. So make plans to come and be with us. I believe you'll be blessed.